Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams, I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everybody's having a great day. And we're going to take a look at some things going on the weekend of December 17th. The Foundation of Arts in Jonesboro offers a Christmas carol on December 16th through the 17th. Miserly Ebenezer Scrooge is transformed by Christmas spirits in this version of Charles Dickinson's literary holiday classic. Now, there's also a Saturday matinee showing at 1:30 p.m., so it's always nice to have a matinee. Mm-hmm. And, of course, A Christmas Carol is a part of the holiday season, so check that out right there in Jonesboro. For all the foodies, the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute on Pettigean Mountain is hosting a chef's tasting dinner, a Victorian Christmas celebration, on December 16th or the 17th. These multi-course culinary experiences capture the essence of flavors representing a specific place and or time, in this instance, a Victorian Christmas. Each dinner consists of 15 to 20 tasting courses, or small portions that capture the essence of a certain dish in just a few bites. Participants experience unique tastes centered around this theme with wine pairings for each course. The dinner includes the meal, wine pairings, overnight accommodations, and a continental breakfast the following morning. And, of course, participants must sign up in pairs. So if you are a foodie, this would be a great thing to do for the holiday season. Parkin Archaeological State Park in Parkin offers historic handmade holidays on December 17th. While most people think of American Indians when they think of Parkin, there was later an important historical community of people who worked at the Northern Ohio Sawmill. Their town, known as Sawdust Hill, existed in the same location as the village of Ancient Kosky. Get in the holiday spirit by making homemade Christmas ornaments like the 20th century folks from Sawdust Hill did. Ornaments can be taken home to use on your holiday display. You can join the staff in decorating the holiday tree for the park after making your ornaments. This event is free and reservations are not required. And finally, through the rest of the year, over 60 communities throughout Arkansas will host parades, special events, and lighting festivals as part of the 2016 Arkansas Trail of Holiday Lights. Now, you can pick up a copy of the brochure at any of our Arkansas Welcome Centers or your local Chamber of Commerce or Convention and Visitors Bureau, or you don't even have to leave the house. You can just log on to arkansas.com and download your own copy. Now, to find out more about these events, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have an amazing day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Traveling Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.